done this to a paper before. You go about it, you do a sort of low-key. On the other, I'm just walking, I'm putting on the other line, go ahead. If metal takes a fairly, hard line. Well, look, as far as the time is concerned, hell, there are enemies, I think we just ought to do it anyway. Henry, tell them what you just heard.
But Russ, I called on behalf of Johnson, and he said that it is Johnson's strong view that this is an attack on the whole integrity of government, that you, that it holds, can, holds vital confidence, can be stolen and then made available to the press. You can't have order of the government anymore. And he said if the president defends the integrity, any action we take, he will back publicly.
Yes. Absolutely. He's a strong man, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, anyway, I tell you, a lot of people will say this is trying to suppress the press and the rest, but so be it. We're without fighting. Matter of fact, I've come to the opinion that Bob Taft has come out and said, well, he wouldn't stay for the March 31st, and maybe they change. I said, no, we can't take any compromise. I said, anybody that votes for a date destroys the negotiations. Now, there's a chance for negotiations. I don't say how good it is. You want to destroy it? You take that responsibility. These bastards are really
the one thing.
Now, Ford and Aaron's were very good.
The one thing I would suggest, Mr. President, though, is some of the things I've heard you say could be twisted as saying that once you give up on negotiations, you might get a deadline. Gets out if any of these senators or congressmen say it, then they're giving Hanoi an incentive to wreck the negotiations in order to get that. But they're wrong. So I think for the next 6 weeks, Mr. President, there are so many things going. If we're going to end the war by negotiation, which is still one chance at four, it's going to happen this summer. It's going to be done. The one big incentive that the North Vietnamese have is to do it before the South Vietnamese election. I look at the eagerness of the Chinese. To say that they're letting them fly practice flights now already, to set up a radar panel and to let us know that. 3 days. I guess I'm coming to them.
Are my thoughts?
I think Bill just doesn't know what he's talking
about. Yeah, he was to hey, tell you what he said. He thought he was a very hard line. I said, just...
Mr. President, they left. It isn't so hard line. What they are doing...
They were talking... I think he was talking to another constituency.
They have... These are for party elections. Now, of course, they're not opposed, but still they're talking to the faithful. And if you read those speeches carefully, they're giving the hard line on theory and the soft line on practice. And they say we are tough communists, and as tough communists...
We are imperialists.
So behind these, and as tough communists, these are the deals we propose to make. The only potentially hardline one is the Kosygin one. But the Petroni and Brezhnev are actually quite soft.
Incidentally, I think you and I should have a talk with Bunker tomorrow, the next day.
We can get out of it under a halfway under it.
Yeah.
It will hurt the negotiations in Paris, unless they're turning us down on the 26th. And it gives me a tremendous cover.
You say it then, if you're going over to what purpose.
I had lunch last week with the best Indian ambassador job, which is my place. The tricky game, good forgiveness, 24 but you can really do too well. I told him you're terribly sympathetic, but you need a few months to direct channel. And he's got to give us time, and as a sign of your interest, you're playing with the ideas. Into the subcontinent to look at the situation, and I told him this Friday. He's already come back. He called me today and said they're eager to have me from 6 to the 8.
You could do this. You take the whole trip totally without press.
Oh, no, no.
it's an argument, but my point is, this totally will obfuscate the Bill's problem, because then if you get out to the other place, you send the message, and I'll say, you see some Chinese problem.
Back days in Delhi, to have an excuse for spending 2 days in Pakistan. So I spent, what I will do, if I go to Saigon for 2 or 3 days, I guess if you don't meet you, I better go for 3 days. So for a day to Bangkok. Night to Bangkok.
How about a day in
I think I've been in Hungary. At the end of that week, I'll be tired. I'm going to be in Islamabad. But I've set up 2 planes.
Aren't they playing a wonderful game? He's 60 off. He's totally changed the world.
Yeah, but Mr. President, what American politicians, American political leaders would have had the vision. You set it up with Yahya 2.5 years ago.
That's true.
These Democratic jackasses would have been beating him over the head for the last 3 months on his pocket. Difficulty of flying one plane up into the mountain.
And some of the Chinese were allowed an air during the day.
When it set, I think it was 5 in the morning.
That's clear.
If you're going to have to confident, but I've said since January, we were going to do this. They love us because they need it.
We can pull the boat. And the Russians for only this purpose. But the president feels his legacy for history is China. And I agree, I believe that.
I have, Mr. President.
Just like I told the Russian secretary, I think 25 years from now, people are going to look back and think the Chinese initiative is more important than the Russian initiative.
Oh, yes, no question.
And just as they're going to see the Russian initiative is more important than Vietnam.
What I have to if you can spare the time, if we could spend a few hours one afternoon, we're going to go. Because I have to get your authorization for 3 different versions of communiques after I get back. But we have to leave them there.
Thursday night.
Tomorrow. I'm having dinner. I'd rather wait for you.
Well, make sure I can do it. I'm going to be in Florida the following week, next weekend.
I have to look at my calendar.
Now
that would be a good place to do it.
It's a good cover too. Drop down and have that house before you can mail out.
I might do, Mr. President, if this 26th meeting works out well. Right. Again on the 12th on the way back from
that's the last meeting. Maybe it would be something that's back here.
Something to tell us. No, but it's enough. I've given it into this man on this conversation. I do this, Mr. President, if they think they're going to be murdered. You are no good to them as a humiliated, discredited editor. What good will Johnson in 68 to anybody? They're giving up their position as the world's leading revolutionary country for what? I mean, if you're a one-term president, without authority, there are major risks that the Russians are going right up the wall. You won't be able to deliver on your promises.
If I had to be out of the if we got a big money, I think it's a hell of a good idea. You know, it's going to buy us any kind of money. In education, too, and so forth.
Sending me out would be the idea.
And let's say you're going to go out there for the purpose to discuss
and you can tell Bill you wanted a top profile, and I won't take any credit, and there won't be any
credit. It's too high, I have any goddamn sensitivities.
And you shouldn't be exposed to having to go through this project.
I can't go through this constant haggling around that I'll be doing. Certainly are. The point being, we're trading you for pretty good with it.
It is spectacular cover. Honestly, would understand why I'm going. It makes perfect sense that once I'm out here, I want to go around here.
So the fact that you will get enormous publicity for a bank account. The fact
fact you don't. Understand, I'm not saying that he's right, but people worry it because of the publicity.
Yeah, but on the other hand, I think he's fitted to be a non-constitution. He hasn't shown any indication that he might get any publicity from the government.
And he figures empty of package and something to do with the public.
He should, he has any nature to do with the
government. Thank God that.
He's never said, but I grieved on Laos, Cambodia, every week. I never heard that state wanted to send a preacher over at that time. And that one, I think he'll be glad to stick me with it.
That's going to work. Laos will turn off.
Something is better than a